And when Tony said that to me, I thought to myself, am I sitting like a journalist? Am I crossing my legs like a journalist? He said, I've got the Stockwell Strangler on one side of me, and I've got the Tiptoe Through the Tulips Rapist on the other side of me. So I tend to stay in my room a lot because I find them quite frightening. And they take that as a sign of madness. They say it proves that I'm aloof and grandiose. So only in Broadmoor would not wanting to hang out with serial killers be a sign of madness. Anyway, he seemed completely normal to me, but what did I know? And when I got home, I emailed his clinician, Anthony Maiden, and I said, what's the story? And he said, yep, we accept that Tony faked madness to get out of a prison sentence because his hallucinations that had seemed quite cliché to begin with just vanished the minute he got to Broadmoor. However, we have assessed him and we've determined that what he is a psychopath. And in fact, faking madness is exactly the kind of cunning and manipulative act of a psychopath. It's on the checklist, cunning, manipulative. So faking your brain going wrong is evidence that your brain has gone wrong. And I spoke to other experts and they said the pinstripe suit, classic psychopath, speaks to items 1 and 2 on the checklist, glibness, superficial charm, a grandiose sense of self-worth. And I said, well, I said, I want to hang out with the other patients. Classic psychopath, it speaks to grandiosity and also lack of empathy. So all the things that had seemed most normal about Tony was evidence, according to his clinician, that he was mad in this new way. He was a psychopath. And his clinician said to me, if you want to know more about psychopaths, you can go on a psychopath spotting course run by Robert Hare, who invented the psychopath checklist. So I did. I went on a psychopath spotting course, and I am now a certified, and I have to say extremely adept, psychopath spotter. So, here's the statistics. 1 in 100 regular people is a psychopath. So there's 1,500 people in this room. 15 of you are psychopaths. Although that figure rises to 4% of CEOs and business leaders, so I think there's a very good chance there's about 30 or 40 psychopaths in this room. It could be carnage by the end of the night.